From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep with some news tonight from the surface of Mars. The condition of the planetary rover Spirit, we're told, has been upgraded from critical to serious. That's the word from mission managers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, which is where NPR's Joe Palca is today. And Joe, what's the latest from there?
Well, Steve, the latest is that the rover is asleep, which may sound like bad news, but in fact it's good news, because since they started having problems with it earlier in the night, they couldn't get it to do what they wanted. But now they sent a command that said, shut down for the night, and the rover has. So that's good. They're actually actively commanding it. And I have to tell you that a little while ago, the concern was that this mission was dead. They were putting a brave face on it yesterday and saying things could still be saved, but a lot of people, including some top NASA managers, thought that they were coming to the end of the line. The good news now is that that it seems that's not the case, and that this rover will be salvaged.
And so what does it take to fix it completely?
Well, it seems to be some kind of a combination of they're hoping that the problem will be something to do with the onboard computer. And I don't know how much of a computer user you are, Steve, but there's different kinds of memories in computer. There's RAM memory, then there's flash memory, and then there's ROM memory. And there seems to be something wrong with the flash memory. So now they've told the computer, okay, the onboard computer on Rover, forget about the flash memory for the time being. Just use your RAM memory. And doing that seems to have got it to start working properly. And so the hope is that by using the RAM memory and giving it some very conservative step-by-step commands, they'll be able to get back to the point where it was working before it broke and figure out what went wrong.
I just try to keep control of my own flash memory, Joe, to be honest.
Okay.
Now this,
fair enough.
This thing was just operating flawlessly for 2.5 weeks until now.
Yeah, you know, this is the interesting thing. I think that we meaning the people who watch these missions from afar and aren't intimately involved with them, were lulled into a sense of, well, you know, how hard can this be? It's working perfectly. Since I've talked to people in the last day or so out here at Jet Propulsion Laboratory, they say constantly, you know, we can't believe that it worked this well. In their initial planning for this mission, they expected to lose about 1 day out of 3 to problems with the software, with the hardware, things that they had to stop and correct, and they really haven't lost any time at all. So if they go about 2.5 weeks without a problem, they're basically in golden time, and they've done much better than they expected. And if they can recover from this, then they'll be feeling especially good.
Now, Joe, I gather that tonight another rover called Opportunity is going to be landing on Mars. When and where will that be landing, and what will it be doing?
Well, this is the second rover. It's essentially a twin of the one that's on Mars now. It's going to be landing on the other side of the planet. It lands tonight at, depending on what time zone you're in, 9 o'clock here on the West Coast, shortly after midnight on the East Coast. It's landing in a place called Meridiani Planum, which is a different kind of place altogether from where the first rover is. The first rover is in a crater. This is an old section of Mars. It's very flat, but it also has some rocks in it called gray hematite. And I know from all your trips to Hawaii, Steve, that you know gray hematite. It's a rock that forms around volcanoes, but usually in the presence of water. And the point of all these missions is to look for signs of water that once flowed on Mars. So they want to look at this hematite and see how it looks compared with hematite they see on Earth near water.
Okay, thanks very much. NPR's Joe Palca.
You're most welcome.